Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We have an incredible hour lined up for you, and he is Joe Messina. He is my friend of 30 years, and he is at the Weiner Wellness Center. And a week from today, it'll be officially day one of Fall Fiesta Weiner Wellness Week. We have some exciting news as far as leading into that first day starting on Monday, and Joe's going to get to all of that. We have Dr. O, as in Gideon Orbach, coming by at the bottom of the hour. But you know Dr. Ross, of course, Phil Ross, and of course Jeffrey Nisnik and Joe and so many others are there getting geared up for an incredible week. Our leader, Jamie Dorley, it's just such an exciting time. That'll be next Saturday, but there's some excitement, Joe, before you get to this week's topic. That's actually going to start the first of the week. Is that not true? Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, man. It's going to start. The pre-sale starts this coming Monday. Now, the difference between the pre-sale and the full-blown wellness week, it's very simple. All the discounts on all the products start Monday. So if you want to come in and shop, if you want to call your order in, get it delivered, free shipping over $75. All the discounts start on Monday. The actual wellness week starts a week from today, where we have the workshops all day long, free samples, free smoothies, free food, organic food truck out in the parking lot. So that all begins 1 week from today. But if you can't wait, if you're running low on any of your supplements or products, you can call or come in starting Monday, get the 30% off or more on many of the products.
All right, listen, I really want to spend some time talking about what you and the wonderful folks at the Weiner Wellness Center are all about. We call it the holistic truth for a reason. You want to talk about simply, hey, live till you die, natural alternatives to drug and surgeries. This is some of the most interesting stuff that you do. So let me just remind folks, you can always call to make an appointment, 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. Everything about Fall Fiesta and everything that they do every day, you can go to drwiner.com. But Joe, this is where you really shine. So let's get started for a couple of segments, and then we'll get Dr. O here at the bottom of the hour. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, Rob, I was thinking, you know, we've been talking about a lot of specific things over the last few weeks. And, you know, sometimes we just got to go back to basics. Sometimes we've got to secure the foundation, right? You know, you can use the construction theory when it comes to your body and to your health. It takes a long time to put up a building, but it takes a very short time to knock it down. And that's the same thing with your body. You know, it takes a long time to build these foundations, and you can destroy those foundations in a very short amount of time. But see, there's a double jeopardy involved here, Rob, because sometimes the destruction is coming at the cellular level, and that's systemic or silent or chronic inflammation, and those things do build over time. So what can we do? You know, one of the most basic things that we have to always talk about is nutrition. Now, I do this workshop called How to Live Till You Die. And you know what? I have a lot of fun with it, as you could imagine. But there's a lot of great information in here. And it all starts with what you put in your mouth. You know, we want to make sure that people have an alternative to surgery, an alternative to drugs. But you know what? You can't treat nutrition as in the form of dietary supplementation the same way you would a drug. You know, Rob, a lot of people out there will just want, we call it green medicine, because they want, instead of a drug pill for an ill, they want a supplement pill for an ill. And it doesn't work that way. You have to secure the foundations first, and then you add in dietary supplementation to get the therapeutic levels of nutrients you just can't get from your food. But with that said, it has to start with nutrition. You know, I can't tell you how many times I get somebody that says, you'll come in and say, well, you know, I'm down to, I'm doing a 1200 calories. I'm watching this. And I just think to myself, man, what a great marketing company or scheme or whatever it was all those years ago when they came up with this calorie counting thing, you know, all the Weight Watchers and, you know, all the different programs. You know, you cannot eat a calorie, Rob, okay? It's not a food. It's a measurement of heat. So this whole phrase, eating this many calories, is a complete misnomer. You don't eat calories. You eat food. And these foods have different rates of burning in your body for energy. And that's what food does. It burns for energy. So where do you start? Well, you start by taking one word out of your diet. Just one word. You know what that is? Artificial. There should be nothing that goes in your mouth that starts with the word artificial. If it has that in that label, it should never go in your mouth. I mean, just think about this. I mean, you could show this to a child and say, this is a chemical and this is a food, and they would get it. What is a food? Well, we have a simple philosophy for that, a simple theory to remember it by. Okay? If it fell from a tree, if it grows in the ground, if it runs in the field, swims in the water, or flies in the sky, it's a food. It's okay to eat it. If it's not genetically modified, that is. But if it was able to sustain life, Rob, in one way, shape, or form, it was able to reproduce life on this planet, it'll do the same thing for us. And that's the bottom line. That's the simplest way to approach nutrition. If it's sustained life, it'll do that in you. So what is the opposite of that? Well, opposite of that are what we call food products, not foods. Because if it was made in a factory and it didn't grow, run, swim, fly, it's a product. It's not a food. And so this is one simple way. I used to have, in my presentation, I had something called Joe's Label Law. And it's very simple. Okay, if there were more chemicals than food products in this on that label, you don't eat it. And it's the reason we do that is because we don't want people to count calories. We want them to count chemicals. We want you to avoid and eliminate chemicals you're putting in your body because your body can't process them. It's that simple. It's not designed. It's as intelligent as a machine that this body is, it still can't process a chemical disguised as a food. So that's where you start. Macronutrients, right? Protein, fiber, fat, carbohydrates. These are macronutrients. From them, we derive micronutrients, vitamins, essential fats, antioxidants, minerals. These are amino acids. Those are the micronutrients. And the whole reason, Rob, we need to supplement our diet is because the micronutrient content, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, so on, are missing, depleted or missing completely from the macro food supply, protein, carbs, fats, and fibers. That, in a nutshell, is what's causing ill health in this country. You know, Rob, you can go as far back as, you know, as Hippocrates when he said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Well, today, it's not that simple because the food supply is not therapeutically efficient or effective, and it's tainted, it's genetically modified, it's sprayed with chemicals. So that statement doesn't apply, but it can be modified, okay? It can be modified in that you have to, yes, food needs to be your medicine, but you need to supplement that food with the micronutrients that should have been there in the first place.
All right, let me jump in here. Again, tell them what's happening starting Monday, and then a week from today, we will be in day one of Fall Fiesta. And people need to understand, this is huge. This is an opportunity for you to get in on some quality product, great savings, free food, seminars, and more, and it really begins starting Monday. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, this is the Fall Fiesta, the Wine and Wellness Week for the fall. You know, we do them five times a year, and this one is here. It starts the pre-sale on Monday. You can get all of your products at discounts. The full-blown Wellness Week starts next Saturday, 1 week from today. Workshops all day, great speakers, great food, great products, supplements, samples, smoothies, the works. The energy is through the roof. We want to see you in here.
All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. Stay with us. Much more to come. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Back with more in just a moment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we get right back to Joe Messina, Dr. O, in the wings, as in Gideon Orbach. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Make an appointment, and remember, pre-sale Monday. Fall Fiesta begins a week from today. It'll be here before you know it. Joe, back to you, bud.
Well, you know, we're talking about foundations of health in the first part here, and, you know, we pretty much were covering nutrition in the first segment and how to guide your food intake. You know, eliminate chemicals, eliminate artificial everything. Look out for genetically modified foods. Look out for things that are not organic. Try to stay as close to that as possible. Don't count your calories. Count your chemicals. Calorie is, you cannot eat a calorie, okay? Let's just get that clear here. This was a great marketing campaign for the weight loss industry. But the bottom line is you can't eat a calorie. You can eat food. And different foods have different rates of burning as energy. So don't get confused and don't buy into the propaganda. But in addition to nutrition, some of the foundations that absolutely have to be a part of your life, they should be your life. You have to have good nutrition and hydration. Now, you know, I've never been one of those people that thinks you should, you know, drink eight-ounce glasses of water every single day. If you're eating a good amount of water-based foods like fruits and vegetables, you're getting a lot of your water there. You're getting a lot of your hydration there. But you still need to get good water. You still need to drink water. Your body is made up of so much water, almost 70%. So you definitely need it. I mean, it's not a coincidence that the body's about 60 to 70% water, and the earth is about 60 to 70% water. So we don't believe in coincidence when it comes to health. There's always a reason. But just make sure the water you're drinking isn't tap water, okay? Because then you're adding to the problem with chemicals and toxins. It's got to be pure water. Sleep. Oh, my God. Sleep is another thing. You know, and I'm one of those people, Rob, and I know this is a topic dear to your heart because you don't get much of it. But sleep is one of those things that if you don't really pay attention to it, then everything else is going to be a consequence of it. 6, 7, 8 hours. I always say 6 to 8. Some people say 7 to 9. For me, the magic number is around 7 hours. I feel the best when I get 7 hours of sleep.
And you can never catch up on your sleep either, right?
You cannot. Okay. No, that's a big a fallacy too. You don't catch up. Once you lose sleep, you lose it. You can start over, but you can't catch up. But, you know, unless you get this good quality sleep, your immune system is going to suffer. You're not going to make T cells and killer cells. Your body isn't going to heal properly. It's not going to repair properly. Muscle doesn't build. I mean, everything goes with sleep. And when we talk about sleep, you got to remember the double D's, Rob.
Okay.
And that is dreaming and drooling. Okay.
Right.
Now that one, I can't take credit for. That's a Jamieism. Okay. But yeah, dreaming. If you're dreaming and drooling, you're in a REM sleep. Okay. And that's the most important sleep to be in. You need to be in that REM sleep. And here's something people need to take note of. Sedation is not a REM sleep, okay? If you get sedated, if you're taking over-the-counter sleep meds, that's not putting you in a REM sleep. That's knocking you out. That's not a healthy sleep. So then, you know, what are the other foundations? Well, there's besides hydration, nutrition, sleep, elimination. Boy, I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many times, and I know Doc's going to agree with me on this, where people will come in and they're, you know, especially the female side of the equation, they're not eliminating on a daily basis. They're not moving their bowels. You know, the average is 1 to 3 times a week for some people. And Rob, it should be 1 to 3 times a day. You know, Dr. Weiner always had it. He said, if you eat one meal a day, then you should move your bowels once a day. If you eat 3 meals a day, you should move your bowels 3 times a day. That's your body processing food and eliminating waste. And it's so, so very important, because if you don't eliminate it, it just builds up in the body. Then there's emotional wellness. Dr. O talks a lot about the spiritual connection in a lot of his workshops, and of course, movement. Now, you know, we don't even want to use the word exercise in this category, because, you know, it's not necessarily for you to go throw down at the gym for an hour. You just have to have sustained movement, keep the muscles moving, keep their muscles working on a regular basis. And I think these are the foundations, and I'm going to, you know, when Dr. O chimes in here in the next part, I maybe can give a preview here real quick, but, you know, these are the things he talks about all the time in his workshops, the movement aspect and the emotional aspect, the sleep aspect. You can see the difference in how fast people heal if they're adhering to these foundations. Doc, would you agree?
Yeah, and I think you made a good point a moment ago that you don't really need to go throw down in the gym for an hour. I think that's a direct quote. I mean, that's, if you enjoy it, go for it. But when I talk about exercise and rehab, both with my patients in a one-on-one setting and as well as when I do my workshops during our open house party sale weeks, we're just talking about ways that you can move your body in planes of motion that are biomechanically friendly and yet things that people are not doing. So we're going to stimulate our nervous systems by moving in ways that we're unaccustomed to that don't require equipment or a lot of space or anything fancy. So I talk about the same things or the same themes in just about every workshop that I host. And I do that because I think it's just so important. And one of my goals with every single workshop is I want to go over a concept today that you can go home and put into action this afternoon or this evening, that I like seeing those light bulb moments when we talk about gentle, sustained movement and the associated neurological stimulation. So it's a good time. I hope you guys will all be there for it.
Yep, and you know, and the other thing that always accompanies your workshops is proper breathing.
Yes, well, I think about deep breathing as it's part of the sustained movement we're doing. We're doing a posture exercise, we're doing a diaphragm exercise, and we're introducing more of that delicious oxygen into our internal systems, especially our nervous system. So that's critically important. It's a foundation of rehab. I mean, if you're working with me, deep breathing is part of your rehab, whether we're talking about a sprained ankle, a hiatal hernia, or headaches, it doesn't matter. Dr. Orbach, which exercises should we do? Well, we're going to start with some deep breathing.
Yeah, you know, old Chinese teacher, master, martial arts teacher of mine told me once, secret of life, to breathe.
Yeah, yeah. So we're dispelling some ancient Chinese secrets on top of everything else.
All right, gentlemen, let me jump in here. We've got to get to a break. Joe, I'm going to give you 30 seconds, summarize. Really want to keep people on point about what's happening a week from today, Fall Fiesta, and how pre-sale begins on Monday. So give us a quick once over, and then we'll take our second break of the hour. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you can't wait, if you need to get some things, if you need your products replenished, your supplements replenished, then, you know, the pre-sale will start Monday. We'll start Monday the 20th. You can give us a call, 412-922-9355. You can come in. We want to see you. Come on into the store. You got to see the new store. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, if you haven't been here since the remodel, and of course the remodel came after the last wellness week. Okay, so in July. So if you haven't been here since then, you're going to have a rude awakening, and it's going to be a good one. But come on back in. The wellness week The pre-sale starts Monday. The full-blown wellness week starts next Saturday.
All right, listen, we're going to take our break. We'll come back. Lots more with Dr. Gideon Orbach and, of course, your host every week along with yours truly. He is Joe Messina. It is the Weiner Wellness Center. This is the holistic truth. If you need more information, simply call them at 412-922-9355. Or remember, drweiner.com. Avoid surgery. All natural. Live till you die. Great topic. Gideon Orbach today with Joe Messina, and reminding all of you, a week from today, Fall Fiesta, that incredible Weiner Wellness Week. Pre-sale begins Monday. drweiner.com to find out more. If you want to make an appointment with any of the fine folks who do incredible work there, like Dr. Orbach, you can call 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Five is that number to dial. Now, let's get back to Joe Messina and Dr. Gideon Orbach and more of the Holistic Truth, part of Rob Pratt Saturday on Odyssey, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. Joe?
Well, you know, Rob, that comment, avoid surgery, you know, we know, and we've always said, there are times when it's absolutely necessary. And we've always said that the surgeons that put bodies back together after these massive traumas, whatever, accidents, war, you name it, they're miracle workers. But many times, many of the surgeries that are mechanical or structural can be avoided. And, you know, a lot of times someone will come in and say, well, you know, they recommended surgery. I said, who did? The surgeon. I said, well, that's what they do.
Right.
Okay, but, you know, there are times, and we have many, many testimonials from different types of functionality, like thyroid health. So many people, you know, think the only option is either surgery or going on a synthetic drug like Synthroid. There are other options. Sometimes it comes down to learning and knowing about what feeds these organs. And then there's the structural aspect of it. I'm sure Dr. O has countless examples of people he has helped avoid surgery in specific joints, whether it be shoulder, whether it be hip, knee. And that's what we're talking about, by enabling the body. See, functional medicine and functional nutrition is basically described just like this, very simply. It's enabling the natural functionality of the body to take place. You enable your natural functionality of your hormones. You enable your natural functionality of your immune system, and you enable your body's ability to move structurally, supporting the functionality of the musculoskeletal system in the body. And that's what we're really talking about here. So, Doc, I know you've got tons of them. You've got to have a few you really are proud of.
Yeah. Well, like you said, there's a time and a place, and sometimes body tissue is torn so severely that really surgery is the best and the only option. So let's just disqualify those people and let's make sure that the right patient is getting to the right place at the right time.
Right.
So it breaks my heart to refer people to surgery, but I've done it before and I'll do it again if that's what's called for. And I have a friend of mine is an absolutely outstanding orthopedist. So even if Dr. Victor Prisk does foot and ankle, and even if somebody has a shoulder, I'm still referring them to Dr. Prisk because he has his network of people who are of such high quality and high caliber.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about him a lot.
Yeah, so let's make sure that we put a big neon sign around the fact that we're not reckless and writing a bunch of empty checks. But I can't say every day, but certainly every week, I get a patient who comes in and, you know, for the sake of the conversation, let's stick with shoulders and say, I've had this and I went there and I went somewhere else and they said the MRI was inconclusive because it was too inflamed. So I went to 8 weeks or 12 weeks of physical therapy and I think it might have made me worse. And then I had a follow-up MRI and they couldn't find anything wrong. So they want to do surgery to figure out what's going on from the inside out. And if you don't know better, it sounds brilliant. I mean, you couldn't pick up on the image from the MRI machine that here's what, we couldn't find any documented pathology on the MRI because we're looking on certain planes and at certain angles, and it's probably hidden below there. So let's cut you open and start stitching it up once we find it. You're not going to find it because it's not there. The MRI machine is very good. So what we do here is a combination of muscle release technique. Muscle release includes stretching. It includes trigger point, both passive trigger point, where the practitioner, where the chiropractor is moving the patient around into positions to stretch the specific muscles that are involved, or active trigger point release, where the patient is moving themselves. And sometimes we use a thumb, sometimes we use an elbow. Muscle therapy, as I said, is part of that umbrella that fits under muscle release. Massage is part of muscle release. The active stretching that I like to do with my patients,
yes,
so much.
Let's talk about that, because you've done that with me.
Uh-huh.
And you did it when I had an injury.
Yeah.
I remember that. I mean, you've done it many times.
Uh-huh.
But when I've had a shoulder injury. Now, here's an example where I was over-enthusiastic with a samurai sword, and I wasn't properly warmed up. So the action of my shoulder, and I'll tell you, I was actually out of town when it happened, and we don't need to get into the details.
Okay.
But I had a hard time getting my suitcase in the overhead. I couldn't lift my arm, okay, on the plane. I get back on a Monday, and I come to see Doc immediately. I tell him what happened, so he starts working on me. Now, this is Dr. Orbach's a chiropractor, but there were no adjustments done, okay? It was this active stretching that he did with my shoulder and arm and back. And, you know, if I'd have went to an orthopedist, probably would have said, you tore a rotator cuff. You need surgery. But Dr. O treated me with this active stretching on Monday and on Wednesday. And by Friday, I was pain-free and I had all the mobility back. So there you go.
So as it turns out, you don't really have to look too far to find a case study.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so the muscle work that we do here, it's so powerful. And really, when you think about the medical profession, there's a specialist for everything. That if you have if you wake up in the middle of the night to go get a glass of water, to go to the bathroom, and you bump your shin on the coffee table, and you wake up in the morning and it's swollen and bleeding and tender to the touch, you know you're going to go see a doctor, and you know it's not going to be a cardiologist.
Right.
I mean, there's a specialty for everything except for muscles.
Right.
So one thing I do hear every day is a patient saying, I think it's only a muscle. It's not only a muscle. A muscle's a big deal. A muscle is, you can't move without the muscle.
So true. You hear that all. It's
right.
Only a muscle.
It's only a muscle. You can't have movement without the muscle. And the muscle provides such a unique input into the nervous system to tell the brain where we are in space. And then one tight muscle will send a message to the brain, and the brain will interpret it and then modulate all the other muscles around it. So it's not only a muscle. It's a big deal. So anyhow, the muscle release techniques that we do are so powerful that I speak for myself, and dating back to Herman and Jacob and Adam,
yeah,
all the muscle therapists who've worked here had their unique signature style, but ultimately they were looking for the same things. So you got to get tight muscles to relax. And the other thing that we do is the chiropractic, that
right,
we mobilize restricted joints, that if you look at the makeup of the shoulder, it's the way the upper arm, the bone of the upper arm, which is called the humerus, is the way it interfaces with the shoulder blade, the scapula or the wing in the back, and they form a ball and socket. And then your very first rib, the top of your very top of your rib cage, and your collarbone, those joints all constitute what we make up the shoulder girdle. So somebody's having shoulder pain, we certainly want to check to make sure that those joints are freely mobile, moving through their complete range of motion. Could they benefit from being adjusted? And sometimes you have to be smart enough to say, I don't care how much it hurts, adjusting this is a bad idea. The problem is somewhere else. And that tells you about the shoulder itself. We haven't even begun to discuss the implications of tight musculature in the neck, along with cervical spine, the neck restrict vertebral restrictions and movements. We haven't even begun to talk about the rib cage, If somebody is having a problem with their right shoulder, for example, we really ought to look at the left hip because of the way people walk and the way we're designed to move. And you look at the musculature and fascial connections from the hip and pelvis up into the mid-back, and then from the mid-back, the way it can pull asymmetrically into the tissue supporting and stabilizing the shoulder itself. So, you know, you didn't find what was going on the MRI, and it turns out there was absolutely nothing wrong with the shoulder. It was a symptom of what was going on in tight, what's called thoracolumbar fascia, which means the tight band of connective tissue that lives in the middle of the back that was pulling so asymmetrically that one shoulder blade was locked into place, preventing somebody from lifting their upper arm. And then all of a sudden somebody wants to do surgery to release the upper arm. Well, the problem's not going away, and the physical therapy that they'll be assigned to do will make it worse, not better, after the fact. And that's not, by any stretch of an imagination, indictment against the physical therapy profession. Just as I have some phenomenal medical doctors in my corner, I also have some phenomenal physical therapists that I refer to. I mean, in particular, Elizabeth Wheeler in Penn Hills. We sent her patients to come out from. I said, this is your physical therapist. You go see Dr. Elizabeth. You know, people who commute from the South Hills all the way out to Penn Hills tell me that that was time well spent. Thanks for sending me there. So
you know,
they're excellent people.
And then you have the whole aspect of supporting what you do internally, okay, and through proper nutrition. Yeah. And this is where you have to go beyond food, Rob, because food won't deliver therapeutic nutrients. That's where supplementation comes in. And we can help with magnesium. We can help with things like turmeric. We can help with things like hyaluronic acid in our HA Plus formulation. You know, there's many, many ways of supporting the structure from a nutritional standpoint as well, and that's the overall approach that you're going to get here.
Yeah, and I know a little bit more about the supportive nutrition to be dangerous, but I mean, just working with Jeffrey Nisnik and now with Dr. Ashley Rossi, I mean, the people we have here, I mean, we've never had a team like this. This is just the brain power and the understanding of what people's understanding of what it is they do and what their role is, to how they can help patients. And also, as always, part is like what not to do. I mean, you know, you have a full stock nutrition store. That doesn't mean everybody needs every product.
No.
But we're doing well, and we're really doing right by our patients.
And a lot of this will come out during the workshop.
Yes.
During the wellness week, Rob. So
all right,
we're looking forward to that.
All right, guys, let me jump in here for our final break. Then we'll come back. They've got a lot of information to get to before we get to the top of the hour. Remember, Dr. Weiner, WINER.com, 412-922-9355. We'll be right back. This is the Holistic Truth, Rob Pratt Saturday, Odyssey, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. All right, just a handful of minutes left in this Good Bar broadcast today, so I'm going to get right back to Joe Messina and Dr. Gideon Orbach for the final few minutes of The Holistic Truth. Don't forget, pre-sale starts Monday. Weiner Wellness Week Fall Fiesta a week from today. All sorts of incredible, exciting things happening, and we'll be telling you all about it a week from today. But remember, pre-sale, always exciting stuff. It begins on Monday. Dr. Weiner, WINER.com, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Joe?
You know, I've been in the supplement end of the business for a long time, Rob. You know, as long as I've known you and sent some. And yeah, I got to tell you, there's not a whole lot of new, innovative type of nutritional supplements that come around that really get me excited. But we have one now that has. It's called, very simply, SPM. And that stands for Specialized Pro-Resolving Mediators. That still means nothing to 99.9% of the population. But let me tell you what it is. In simple terms, it's fish oil on steroids. Okay? It is the single most effective natural anti-inflammatory I have ever seen. And I'm talking about anything from acute to systemic inflammation. This is just incredible. I started using it. I felt a difference. It's going to be an all-star, I think. Doc, what do you think about it?
I wholeheartedly agree. It's going to be an all-star. I mean, it was like fish oil on steroids is a good description. It's just, it's potent. It's really potent. And because it's so relatively new for our shelves, you know, I give you my feedback. I listen to your feedback. I'm looking forward to getting feedback after I've recommended it to a handful of people. And
right.
I want to hear what they have to say for themselves a month from now.
And one of the unique things about it is that it will not prohibit healing inflammation. So let's explain the difference. You know, when like what Doc said earlier, if you smack your shin on a coffee table, if you bust your thumb up or something and you got swelling in that injured bone joint area, that's your body's natural mechanism of healing. That type of inflammation you do not want to interrupt because it's doing its job. So this nutrient will not interrupt that, but will do its role when it comes to systemic or prolonged. Many times, and Doc, you probably see many people like this, they just keep re-injuring the same area over and over, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's where that systemic or chronic inflammation never gets a chance to heal. So I think the SPM maybe combined with something like a good proteolytic enzyme is going to be a 1-2 punch we're going to be seeing a lot of.
Yeah, that's a good idea to include it with the proteolytic enzyme to help to just break up and wash away debris.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, one more thing I just want to mention real quick, because it's both one of Doc and mine, it's our favorite, and I just finished one. I think, you know, when you look at the foundations of health, if everybody would do one thing in their life to make a change, if you had a greens drink every single day, Doc does, he comes in, you know, he comes in the morning, goes to the kitchen, makes his greens, I make my coffee. It's organic, but, you know, I have my coffee first, Rob. But I'll have my greens drink in the afternoon, and many times I'll have it at home. If I don't have enough vegetables for a meal, I'll have my greens in a drink, and it's so delicious. It's the best tasting greens we've ever had. It's our Proline Greens here by Nutritional Frontiers. But, I mean, you've been drinking one every day, right?
Yeah, for a long time.
For a long time.
Apple cinnamon flavored. You wouldn't know it to look at it. It looks like ink.
Yeah.
It looks like an ink drink.
It does.
But it's apple cinnamon flavored, let me assure you.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, it's one of the best, most nutrient-dense fruit-based drink mixes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it has natural detoxification in it, and it has natural bioavailable glutathione in it as well. So that's our body's master antioxidant. If you change one thing, have a greens drink every day.
Right.
All right, guys.
And before we wrap it up, I just want to remind everybody, I bleed blue and gold. I'm a big Pitt fan. I know the football season just started, but I'm a basketball guy. So Jeff Capel, if you're listening, I have a lot of experience adjusting the 6'7" and up club. I got your back.
Guys, always a pleasure. Joe, tell him again, we got 15 seconds. Pre-sale. Get in early starting Monday, right?
Yes, come on in. Get your stuff. And then the full-blown fall fiesta next Saturday, September 25th. We hope to see you here.
All right. Again, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your week ahead. Don't forget, pre-sale starts Monday. Fall fiesta day one is a week from today. You can find out more at drwiner.com. We'll be talking all about it next week on The Holistic Truth. We're here every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. Their number again, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Go to drwiner.com. CBS Radio News, 2 minutes away, and then more of my colleagues throughout the day on KDKA. Good afternoon.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.